Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Today, we're going to learn a little bit about Parshas Truma. And I saw a beautiful, beautiful insight from the Slonim Rebbe, Zechus Yagin Aleinu. And perhaps we can connect it to some other areas in Torah that will allow us to have what to say at the Shabbos table, Mirtz Hashem, and to carry us through another week. We all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he instructs the Jewish people to make contributions that are going to be necessary in order to construct the Mishkan, in order to construct the vessels, the Kalim in the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, Me'ez kol asher she'ed venoli boi t'chitchu es trumasi, right, that you have to give of whatever you have, and you make a donation. It was a great fundraising tactic. Connect to them emotionally, as they would tell you, in order to them feel. I remember I had, when I was learning a little bit about fundraising, and the person said that when you meet with somebody who you want to raise money from, so oftentimes a nice Jewish boy comes in, you know, sheepish, comes in, and you make it sound like the person who's giving you money is doing, you're doing them a favor, they're doing you a favor, right? But the real way to do it is you can let them think that you're doing them a favor. You're allowing them to be partnering with you to build a Mosa, to be able to build a Torah institution. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing us a favor, the greatest fundraiser of them all, in which he wanted us to realize that we should have that emotional connection, asher yidvenu libo, that we should have the zechus, the opportunity, the privilege, to be able to make a contribution to the construction of the Mishkan and its Kalim. Oh, so here we go. So if you take a look on the page that I handed out, so the Slonim Rebbe highlights an interpretation of this pasuk of Ikhlu Truma, Meizkal Asher Yidveish Asher Yidvena Libo. And he says something very, very nice that I hope we'll be able to connect to other areas of Torah, as I mentioned at the beginning. V'yeshlomer de'ba'omru v'yikhlu Truma, Meizkal Isha Asher Yidvena Libo Titchu Es Truma Si, Murumaz Abachina Nosefes. There's an additional dimension, says the Slonim Rebbe, that the Torah here is introducing us to when it says Asher Yidvena Libo. What does it mean to make a nedava, to make a contribution from one's heart? That which you want to contribute, you'll give. What do you mean? Says the Slonim Rebbe, fourth line, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants from us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be moser nefesh for him. Not because he needs it, but because ultimately it will serve as a catalyst for our growth. What does it mean, says the Slonim Rebbe, asher yidvenu libo, that we should make a nedava from our heart? It means that we are expected to make a contribution in our spirituality, in our growth, asher yidvenu libo, in the area that is the most difficult for us to be able to contribute. That which man specifically desires, that is exactly the whole purpose of a man who descends into Lolam Hazehi, the whole purpose of our life is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we are born, deposits a soul within us, and it is our job to care for and to take care of that neshama. And each one of our neshamas has its strengths, but we also know that each one of our neshamas have areas of weakness, that our yetzar has particular strength and energy to overcome us, and it is our job over the course of our life to somehow overcome that yetzar hara. What does that really mean? Asheid venu libo tikhus shumasi. Shez hadavar akosha alav biyoser. That which is the most difficult. Libo mishtokek biyoser. Where you're most emotionally connected to. You have the taiva for. Oso ya'alev yimser l'Hashem yizbarach. It is that which our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is desiring. Now you'll ask yourself, what in the world, even homiletically, where does the Slonim Rebbe connect this to the parsha we're talking? It's very nice that he wants us to be moser nefesh, asher yidvenu libo, that we have to dig deep into the recesses of who we are and identify the most difficult areas and be able to overcome those areas, l'shem shamayim, to bring nachas ruach and kavod shamayim. What does that have to do with the whole parsha of Truma talking about the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Slonim Rebbe, listen to this unbelievable connection. Based on this understanding of Asher Idvenu Libo, you could suggest that's the way in which you're going to build the Mikdash. Shegam le'es chashechos, in a time in which there is darkness, like we're living. Kasher beis hamikdash b'chorvenu, when the beis hamikdash is destroyed, we have nowhere to turn. V'yehudi eino margish es ha'aras u'kedushas Shabbos v'koach ha'Torah. You don't feel necessarily that prominent connection, the aura of Torah, the strength of Torah. As me'es kol asher idvenu libo tikchus shumasi, when you somehow dig deep, conquer, and be able to submit yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most difficult of ways, al yedei zev yasu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. You want to know how to house the Shekhinah? Give up of yourself. Yidvenu libo, dig deep into the deepest recesses of that which you find challenging. Find the areas in which the Yetzirah is particularly strong and be moser nefesh in that particular area. And do you know what the consequence is going to be? When you find and you're able to conquer your Yetzirah, when you're able to identify an area and you have fallen many times and you finally are victorious, you did it l'shem shamayim to bring nachas ruach to Hashem, do you know what the consequence is going to be? V'yasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. We may not have the physical edifice in the form of the Beis HaMikdash, but we certainly have the capacities and the abilities to be able to facilitate that mikdash mat within ourselves. I once heard a beautiful idea in the name of Rabbi Donald Bixen, a Rav in Miami Beach, similar in ideas to what we're suggesting over here, in the name of the Slana Mareba, in which we all know that there's a mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah which is quoted in Parshas Kisavo. And if you take a look at the Mishnayos in Parshas in Bikurim, so the Mishnayos describe that there's a tremendous amount of celebration, when you bring the Bikurim, that little itty-bitty fruit. And what's stark and what's somewhat disturbing or somewhat difficult to understand is that when it comes to Meiser Sheni in particular, that you're going to bring to Yerushalayim, which is a far greater sum of grain, a far greater measure that you're required to eat in Yerushalayim, the Meiser Rishon that you have to give to the Levi, the Truma that you have to give to the Kohen, there's a tremendous amount that you have to give away. So the Mishnayos and Meisos do not describe any celebration. Comes the Bikurim, and the description of the celebration is unbelievable. You go into Yerushalayim, under normal circumstances, a poel, a person who's working, isn't allowed to stop his work to say Shalom Aleichem. When it comes to Bikurim, he can say Shalom Aleichem. They decorate the cows who escort you into Yerushalayim. There's a tremendous amount of celebration, pomp, and circumstance for a small little itty-bee fruit that you tied a red little string around and that you bring to Yerushalayim, then the significant quantity that you're obligated to donate to the Kohen, to the Levi, and that which you are required to eat yourself. It seems a little strange. I would think the more that I'm giving, the greater the celebration, the less I'm giving, and the less celebration. I heard in the name of Rabbi Bixen such a beautiful idea. And he says, think about when you're bringing Bikurim, think about when you're contributing your Meiser. Bikurim is at the very beginning of the harvest. You worked, you toiled, you labored the land, and you finally, as a farmer, imagine the elation, imagine the excitement when you see those first budding fruits. And all of a sudden, you're now confronted with the following dilemma. I love that first fruit, and I have no idea whether another fruit is going to come up behind it. I'm going to give that to Hashem. I'm going to give it to the Kohanim. But it's Chaviv, right? The Gemara Baal Metzia says, the nigh kavam of somebody else is nowhere near as beloved as one kav of one's own produce. And I'm going to go and give that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maestros, when do maestros take place? At the end of the harvest. You've taken inventory, you look at your stockpile, you see your portfolio, you know exactly how much you have. It's true, it's a mitzvah. It's not easy to give maestros always. But at that point, there's no emunah and bitachon really required. You know at this point, you know what you have and you know what you don't have, and you go ahead and you give your 10% to the respective recipients. When it comes to bikurim, you don't even know if another thing is coming behind it. And you're going to go ahead and you're going to be willing to give that one little bit of fruit, the one that is so chaviv, so beloved to you, irrespective of you not knowing what's coming behind it. Says the Mishnayos in Bikurim, that is cause for celebration. You're going to be moser nefesh. You're going to give asher yidvenu es libo when it's so difficult. Parnasa, the Yetzirah, is so challenging. And you're going to be medam menadeh from your own heart when it's so difficult. That's the way That's the way that we're going to have a cause for celebration, and that's the way Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti Bisocham. It's an important message because oftentimes we go through life and we're on robotics. We're on routine. We're not necessarily looking for the hard way out. Certainly in the society we find ourselves in, most of us are looking for the easy way out. But the Torah over here is telling us that anything that's worth anything in this world is going to be Asher Yidvenu Libo, digging deep, understanding what your weaknesses are, figuring out and constructing and strategizing a way to overcome those weaknesses, understanding that the primary objective is Asher Yidvenu Libo, to be Moser Nefesh, the Ribono Shel Olam. Because in Meretz Hashem, if you do that successfully, then as the Torah commits to us, a person who is menadev is libo, a person who commits, a person who contributes, a person who gives of themselves even when it is difficult, will ultimately be one of those who are v'yasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. Have a great day.